15강 유형 기출 맛보기
Duration refers to the time that events last. If we think of tempo as the speed of events, then duration is the speed of the clock itself. For the physicist, the duration of a second is precise and unambiguous. It is equal to 9,192,631,770 cycles of the frequency associated with the transition between two energy levels of the isotope cesium-133. In the realm of psychological experience, however, quantifying units of time is a considerably clumsier operation. When people are removed from the cues of real time, be it the sun, bodily fatigue, or timepieces themselves, it doesn't take long before their time sense breaks down. And it is this usually imprecise psychological clock, as opposed to the time on one's watch, that creates the perception of duration that people experience. Theoretically, a person who mentally stretches the duration of time should experience a slower tempo. Imagine, for example, that baseballs are pitched to two different batters. The balls are thrown every 5 seconds for 50 seconds, so a total of 10 balls are thrown. We now ask both batters how much time has passed. Let's say that batter number one, who loves hitting, feels the duration to be 40 seconds. Batter number two, bored by baseball, believes it to be 60 seconds. Psychologically, then, the first person has experienced baseballs approaching every 4 seconds, while the second sees it as every 6 seconds. The perceived tempo, in other words, is faster for batter number one.
Actual reading. 1-2. Despite their country's booming economy, India's poor people suffer from numerous problems, including a lack of clean drinking water, high rates of illiteracy, and infant mortality. But one of their most troublesome difficulties arises when they are required to verify exactly who they are. People living in rural villages often share the same name, and they rarely possess a passport or driver's license. Because of this, they are unable to open a bank account or take out a loan. What's more, because they lack proof of identity, they cannot take advantage of the many welfare programs offered by the Indian government. For example, an employment program on which the government spends billions of dollars per year has been rendered ineffective by dishonest officials who make up imaginary workers in order to claim the money for themselves. It is estimated that only a third of government-subsidized grain reaches the poor, as it is intended to, the rest being appropriated by middlemen. If poor Indians were each given a unique number that would help them establish who they are, it would be far more difficult for the powerful to rob them of their rightful benefits. It would also allow the poor to secure online bank accounts, enabling the government to deposit money directly into their hands, thereby eliminating the need for potentially corrupt middlemen. With all of the welfare funds reaching their intended targets, both the Indian government and society as a whole would benefit.
Three to four. Job sharing is a kind of work pattern in which two people do the same job and split their working hours on a daily or weekly basis. It can be ideal for parents of young children, those enrolled in part-time study, or individuals who do not want to commit all of their time to a job. Choosing an individual with whom to share your job is the first step. The most important factor to consider is compatibility. Job-sharing partners should have well-matched work habits, communication styles, and quality expectations of the work to be done. They must both accept accountability for the outcomes of their shared job. In order to avoid the numerous potential problems that can arise in a job-sharing situation, proper planning is vital. When you and your chosen partner create a job-sharing arrangement, it is essential that you discuss and determine your shared schedule. In addition, you should carefully clarify each person's precise role and responsibilities in minute detail. Taking time to sort out the details in the beginning will prevent many misunderstandings and mistakes. Once you start the job-sharing situation, be considerate. Respect the workspace you share and keep it organized and clean. In the end, effective job-sharing arrangements will most likely result in a better job being done than either person could have managed alone.
5 to 7. In the 19th century, a German teacher tried to teach simple math to animals. After some failures, he found a horse that seemed to understand math. When the teacher wrote a number on a blackboard, the horse, whose name was Hans, would tap his foot that number of times. Soon the teacher was asking more complicated questions, and Hans was providing the correct answers. Wanting to share Hans's amazing talent with others, the teacher began to give free performances all across Germany. Word spread quickly, and larger crowds began to gather to watch Hans show off his math skills. But one psychologist was skeptical. He decided to test Hans' math abilities in a more scientific way. Not surprisingly, he found that Hans performed better when his owner asked him the questions. But strangely, the farther away the questioner stood, the less accurate Hans's answers were. What's more, the psychologist found that if the questioner didn't actually know the answer, neither did Hans. He decided to try to figure out why this was happening. Observing the questioner more closely, the psychologist soon realized that he was reacting subtly as Hans tapped his foot. When the horse reached the correct number of taps, the breathing, facial expression, and posture of the questioner would change slightly. The psychologist concluded that Hans noticed these small changes and would stop tapping, making it look like he could actually do math.